Amen. Thank you very much, choir, for blessing us with your beautiful voices. And I would like to say good morning, or good Sunday morning, and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church in Morgan Hill, California. We want to thank those, especially those who are on the radio, on KKMC, and those over the internet, those who are in our sanctuary, and those who are outside. We thank you for coming and worshiping our God with us today. And we pray as you're worshiping with us today, we pray you might experience the love, the power, and the comfort that we can only receive from God's Word and His instructions. You also can find an outline of today's sermon inside the church bulletin. Our scripture of the month is also found in the bulletin in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Boy, what a blessing we have. So now, let us continue worshiping and praising our God in song. And Tae Young is at the piano today. She's going to be leading us there, and myself in the songs. And the first hymn today will be number 10. Number 10, first and last stanza, please. Number 10. For that wonderful song. Let us continue worshiping our God with number 185. If we'll please turn in our hymnal to 185, first and last stanzas, please. I think we're getting better and better with that singing. Thank you so much. And for our last hymn, it will be number 221, first and last stanza, please, if you'll stand for the singing. 221.
Thank you.
you so much, Pastor Tomlinson.
Again, good morning, everybody. Anthony came all the way here just to see me. I love it. Good to see you today. What a blessing it is that we can all gather together to sing the praises of the Lord and to rejoice in Him. Just want to remind people again, tithes and offerings in the back box over there. And you can join us if you're listening in over the internet or radio. Join us inside, join us outside. The Lord always makes room for His people. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You so very much for the glorious riches which we have through faith in Jesus Christ, that we can stand in awe of Your mercy, Your power, and Your compassion, that in You, O Lord, we have hope. In You, we have peace and comfort. We pray for Your divine spirit to encourage our hearts and minds to receive strength from You and encouragement from You. Even as we are reminded in Hebrews 12:2, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Lord, we look to You for Your strengthening power in Your transforming spirit, and we pray for You to do a mighty work in the hearts and the minds of the people of Bethel and all who call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who identify themselves as Christian, that there would be a revival in the land and a hungering and a deep desire for the Word of God and the presence of God, that in You people would remember is their life and is their hope. And in You, it would be their purpose and strength. And that as Your people are drawn closer and closer to You, that those around Your people would hear of Your transforming power and encounter the reality of Your love, the love that sacrifice of self to give to the needs of others. Lord, we live in a country that is in many ways in deep turmoil and chaos right now, and we pray for Your divine spirit to just cover us and bring calmness and peace, to remove panic and worry and replace it with rejoicing and joy in the Lord. Lord, we pray for Your mercy upon us as a people and as a nation, knowing that we deserve Your judgment, we deserve Your condemnation, and yet, O Lord, in You we have life in purpose and strength. Thank You, Lord, for the greatness of Your compassion. We pray for those who are afflicted with the diseases of this world, for those who are infected with the COVID-19 virus, that You would touch their bodies and give them strength and healing power. We pray for our sister Lil Ida with low blood platelets and is in a lot of pain because of that. Pray that You would open up the opportunities for her to get the help that she needs, and more importantly, Lord, that she would be comforted and encouraged by You. We pray for Mike Murphy's brother-in-law who had a major stroke. He's not doing well. Lord, touch his body and give him the family peace and comfort and strength in You. I pray for Mike Murphy and his back, and thank You, Lord, that he seems to be doing somewhat better, but we continue to pray for Your healing touch, and with Gloria with her knee, bless her and touch her, Lord. Thank You, Lord, that Karen Kruger, despite her arthritis's pain, is here with us today. We rejoice in seeing her lovely face. We thank You, Lord, that You have touched Matthew Noriel and begin healing his body from that allergic reaction. We thank You for that. Lord, we lift up to You those with cancer, and there's so many. Jim Shearer, Dana's friend Karen, Wayne Pitt's friend Tarcisio, Ruth Tomlinson's friend Nettie, one of Donna Detweiler's sons. Bless them, Lord, with Your healing strength, Your comforting spirit, and Your divine presence. We pray for Your wisdom and Your guidance for those seeking for You to lead them according to Your word and Your will. For Bethel, as we try to encounter the city, engage the city with the desire to do some construction and remodeling so we can have one place and one building. That as we desire to reach out into our community, You would give us wisdom on how to do evangelism in a COVID-19 world, and how You, O Lord, will work in our hearts and minds that we can reopen and be more fully open. We pray for pastors that are in conflict with the state over the state's impact and trying to keep churches shut down. But Lord, we pray that your churches, your people would rise up and would listen to your voice and to follow after you according to your calling, according to your will and your spirit. And Lord, I lift up my parents to you, and they have a house in Groveland they're looking to sell, and so we pray that you would bring the buyer soon, and they would be able to have that done and not have to be concerned about it. Father, we pray for your missionaries throughout the world, for Giovanni and Barbara Avendano in Guatemala, Jose and Diane Avila serving in Latin America, Elvis and Stephanie Franco serving in Bogota, Colombia, Marta Peretti in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Carl and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain, Eusebio Americo Perez in Malaga, Spain, Informed Choices ministering to women in Gilroy, Daniel and Miriam Lacey and Bob's Auto Cafe, and Fred and Carol Lewis, training missionaries throughout the United States. Empower them by your Spirit to proclaim the gospel in a mighty way that touches lives, transforms lives for you and for your honor and your glory. We pray for the offering to be used for the expansion of your kingdom to bring honor to you. Encourage the hearts and the minds of those who support the works of ministry, that you would bless them abundantly, whether they're here in the sanctuary, whether they are listening over KKMC or the radio station, over the internet, over the CDs, or back in our pavilion area. Lord, bless them with your wisdom and your comfort and peace. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
for blessing us once again with your beautiful voices. And again, I want to say welcome to everyone that is worshiping with us today. And as I was singing, I noticed that Dr. Anthony Laurel was with us today, and we're thankful that you're with us. And I'm sure if anyone has any pain after services, he's real cheap. I think he says it's only $500 an hour at $1,000. I'm just kidding. It's good to have you here, Anthony, and everyone else. I see all the new faces here this morning. The Lord is good, and he is still blessing us after 38 years. Today, Pastor is going to be teaching in the book of James. If we'll please turn in our book of James, James chapter 4. Verses 7 through 12. James chapter 4, verses 7 through 12. And if you'll please stand for the reading of God's word. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Do not speak evil of one another, brethren. He who speaks evil of a brother and judges his brother speaks evil of the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who are you to judge another? May God bless the reading of his word. Now let us bow with a word of prayer, please. Our Father in your holy heaven, hallowed be your name. We enter into your holy of holies once again. We enter in your very throne room. We enter into your presence by the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, your word tells us in Psalm 95, 1 through 6, come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hands are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Father, you love to see your children worship you in spirit and truth, by choice. Father, those who are not saved, who still have their natural eyes shut and are not your children, Father, we now pray for these that you may open and give them spiritual eyes to see and to understand your truth and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior this day. And Father, we ask that now you bless your word as it goes out. Bless all hearers of your word. Bless our pastor, Greg Tomlinson, as he preaches your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated.